This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right 1310. That's 321-1310. Gets you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You get to learn more about Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Learn more about their separate divisions. Also get signed up there for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. A great weekly snapshot in your inbox each week of what's going on the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast, that at KlossFinancial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, telephone number 608-442-5637. Or to get on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, give us a call right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And joining us this morning, as mentioned, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are we doing this morning, guys?
Doing great, Sean. How are you?
Doing really well. CJ, Malia, how are you on this overcast morning?
Doing well. The days are ticking away till the end of the year.
Whew, and we are going to be talking about some of the questions people may have as we get towards the end of the year in just a moment. That's going to be our topic for this week. Of course, every week, fantastic topics, great conversation, also a great opportunity if you're a close listener to win a fantastic prize. And this week, no exception, our friends from Kloss Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts. We'll tell you a little bit later on the program how you can win that with the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Just a little tip, though, if you listen closely to the show, typically both the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program. Before we start talking about some year-end considerations and some deadlines that folks have, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and get the question and the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a nice discussion about holiday spending, and a lot of your ears perked up because we had a lot of callers in for our prize. The question last week was, in 2020, how much did the average U.S. consumer spend on holiday expenses? Was it $500 or $1,000? And that is trending up for this year as well. Correct answer was $1,000. Congratulations to our winner last week, Alan of Blue Mounds, Wisconsin, correctly answered the question and called immediately. So thanks. Thank you all for listening, and listen carefully today.
And again, yeah, we'll do it again this week. If you missed, by the way, any part of last week's program, or you want to get caught up on any of the previous shows, you can always head on over to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com, and listen there as well. So as we think towards the year end, I know a lot of people are concerned about some of those deadlines, and one would, of course, include taking of your retired minimum distributions, correct?
Yeah, so we like to bring this up from time to time, especially since we're now, 3 weeks till the end of the year. I can't believe I'm saying that. So as always, a quick kind of education about required distributions, or I'll begin with a summary here. So this concept of RMDs, or some people call it MRDs, which is just minimum required distributions, it's all the same. It has to do with the fact that you've been likely putting retirement funds away into some sort of retirement account, 401k, 403b, IRA, for the past few decades potentially. And your accounts have been growing tax deferred, which is a really good thing, by the way. We could do a whole show on just the math, although math is hard to talk about over a radio show. But the math on, getting tax deferral and compound interest and accumulation, even if you pay the same or slightly higher tax bracket when you get into retirement, still gives you more money. So you've been doing this, hopefully, and that's been smart. But unfortunately, you can't keep those retirement funds in that account indefinitely. The IRS says, hey, we let you kind of bypass taxes on the front end when you put the money in. That's known as a pre-tax deferral. And then it's been growing compound on a deferred basis for decades, I should say. And therefore, once you reach a certain age, you then have a required minimum distribution, which is this minimum amount that you have to pull out per year. So what I'm going to say to everybody is, if you are near 72 years old or getting closer to that age, or even post that age, you're going to want to listen to what we talk about today. So some things to know: you can always withdraw more than the minimum required amount. So once you reach this age 72, it's not that you couldn't draw more, it's just that you have to withdraw a minimum amount. Your withdrawals from your retirement accounts will be included in your taxable income, except for any part that would be your basis, which is very uncommon, by the way, inside of a pre-tax retirement account, or anything that is part of a Roth account. Again, somewhat uncommon, since Roth IRAs, as we'll be talking about here in a moment, do not have required minimum distributions. So most of the time when you pull your required minimum distribution out of your account, it is going to be included in your taxable income. Now, for those who are really educated, you're thinking, except if I give it to a charity. That is true. That's known as a QCD, but we're not going to get into that right now. So therefore, the question is, when must you begin taking these distributions? From where must you be taking them, and how much should you be taking out? Well, in the past, for anybody who's listened to our show, you know that in the past, we discussed that the required minimum distribution age was 70 and a half. But all of this was adjusted with the passing of the SECURE Act, which is short for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement, that was signed into law by then-President Donald Trump in December of 2019. So you generally have to start taking withdrawals from your IRA, simple IRA, SEP IRA, or other retirement account by now the new age of 72. But it's a little tricky because your first required distribution, so let's say you turned age 72, we'll just say in this calendar year in 2021, your first required distribution doesn't have to come out until April 1st of the following year, which would be April 1st of next year. However, every future required distribution thereafter has to be taken out by the end of the calendar year. So for any of you out there thinking, I'm going to bypass my first one, I'm going to, you know, wait till the following year, just remember that that technically means that you will have to double up in that year. All right, because you have to take it for the prior year, which was the first year you turned RMD age, and for the present year. So here's the long and the short of it, everybody. Make sure you're talking to your accountant and your financial advisor about what this taxable income means, how it could impact you, if it's going to adjust any sort of Medicare Part B premiums, things like that.
Really good stuff this morning, talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Got a question? Love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. So we talked about the when. What about the where, CJ?
Yeah, so as it relates to the where you have to draw required distributions from traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, non-active 401ks, 403bs, 457s, profit sharing plans, and other defined contribution plans. So it sounds like just about everywhere. That's actually not true. It doesn't have to come from Roth IRAs. So I think I mentioned this before briefly, but a Roth IRA is an after-tax contribution with tax-free growth. Therefore, when you get into retirement and pull the money out of your Roth IRA, there is no tax due. So think about that with me. If there's no tax due when the money comes out, why would the IRS require you to make a distribution? And the answer is they don't. But here's this weird thing. Roth 401ks, on the other hand, so if you put money into the Roth bucket inside of your 401k and you're no longer active with that employer, those do have required distributions. So long and the short of it is, if you have money still in an old retirement plan, it's Roth money, and you're reaching required minimum distribution age, my strong suggestion to you would be to roll those Roth funds over into a Roth IRA so that you're not required to pull money out of them.
Really important guidance this morning from our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Love to hear from you and your question. Our telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Malia and CJ. Don't forget, you can check out the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Learn more about Kloss on their website and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll check in with Malia and we'll talk about the how much portion of this conversation. We'll get those details next and take your calls as Money in Motion continues here on 1310 WIBA.
Mm-hmm. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Phone lines are open here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you'd like to join us and have a question for CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, they'd love to answer it for you. Again, the telephone number, 321-1310. Telephone number at Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. All you got to do to set that up is give them a call, 608-442-5637. And the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Talking this morning with CJ and Malia about required minimum distributions. And CJ laid out the when and the where. And now, Malia, let's talk about that that how much and how that is exactly is calculated each year.
Yeah, and so one really important point about all of this is that for many, many people, we do make a big deal about this because there are penalties if you don't take it out on time, and we're going to discuss that in a minute. But the point is many, many people already take enough from their retirement accounts out every year to more than satisfy these RMD requirements. So, there's always something to worry about, so to speak. And so we're like, okay, want to make sure we get those out. And yet when we look at many of our clients' accounts, they're already taking sufficient to satisfy that. And so that's always the question. Okay, I'm taking out my regular income. How much more do I have to take out? And so we want to make sure those numbers line up correctly. But for many people, this is really not a big issue because they're already taking their income. So you have to understand there's two changing parts to this equation every year. So one thing that happens regardless of whether you want it to happen or not is your age changes. What a surprise. And then secondly, your account balances on your retirement accounts change as well. And so now we're talk about exceptions. 2020 was pretty unique. It had never happened before because when the CARES Act passed in March of 2020, it allowed people for the first time ever to skip their RMDs. So that was just for calendar year 2020. Never occurred before. Not scheduled to happen for 2021 at this point. It's in force. So what we're seeing is we want to make sure that people are aware of deadlines for taking out their RMD. So the equation is this. You take your balances of all your retirement accounts from the previous December 31st close. So we're talking about December 31st of 2020 at this point. And you take those retirement balances and you divide that number by your life expectancy factor. That's determined by the uniform lifetime table. So that outlines the percentage for calculating RMDs during an account owner's lifetime. And it can be found on the IRS.gov website. So you can just type in investor.gov and find an automatic RMD calculator to see kind of where you're going to stand. So we're going to talk about some changes that are happening on January 1st, but currently the 2021 tables show that if you're turning 72 sometime this year and you took your account balances of December 31st last year, you would divide that by your life expectancy, which currently is at 25.6, according to their table. So if your account balance, let's say, was $100,000, then you would have to take out $3,900. That's gross in 2021 and pay taxes on that amount. And as CJ mentioned, that amount will be added to your income for the year. So whatever tax bracket you're at, most likely you're going to have those taxes withheld from your RMD. And you should understand also, you can take this out from a single retirement account, a single IRA. You don't have to take it out pro rata. You don't have to take it out a little bit from this one and this one and this one. You can take it out from a single one. The IRS just wants to make sure that by the end of the year, you have taken out the correct amount. Now, there's some important little caveats to this whole RMD world. Number one, if you have a younger spouse, if the sole beneficiary of your IRA for the entire year is your spouse who's more than 10 years younger than you, you can use what's called a joint life expectancy. And there's special rules also that apply for death and divorce. But that's important. We have a lot of situations like that, and obviously we want the money to be able to grow tax deferred as long as possible, especially if there's a sufficient age gap. That's nice that we don't have to force that money out or not at the same rate as we would for someone of the same age with their spouse. So the big news on the table today is that the Uniform Life Table was finally updated, will go into effect January 1st of 2022. And basically, they looked at mortality, which has increased. And so they're utilizing those new tables. So what does this mean for you? So you're going to need to take out incrementally less. And for some people, it's just a little bit, but when you have larger numbers, it could be sufficient. So let's just say, go back to my $100,000 example. The previous tables were requiring 25.6 years of expectancy. In 2022, it's 27.4. So if you had to take out $3,900 previously, now you're only going to be required to take out $3,649. So again, we're talking about a $100,000 IRA. Let's just say if you were taking out a million dollar IRA, that is a substantial difference of over $36,000. So that's really important for people to understand. As we've talked on previous shows, as CJ mentioned, QCDs, something people should really listen to, because those RMDs for a single person in a household is one thing, but when you multiply it by perhaps two people in a household, that could be a lot of extra money coming into your income and causing a lot more taxation that you might not want. So just look at all of this carefully and be ready for the new year with the new tables.
Really great information from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. We're talking with CJ and Malia. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. Great resource to learn about CJ, Malia, the whole team, the separate divisions as well at Kloss Financial. Again, all online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Talk about what if you forget. How is that handled? We'll get the details next. And, of course, do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Sit tight. We'll get to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week in just a moment. Don't forget as well the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. As we're talking this week about required minimum distributions, we get busy this time of year, and sometimes things may slip our mind. How is that handled? What do we need to know if you forget or neglect to take out that RMD this year?
That doesn't happen to anybody, Sean.
No.
Just never.
Sean.
Never.
No.
Yes. So, of course, what happens if I forget or I fail to take the full amount, or how does that work? So, Malia had mentioned earlier that the beauty is for at least your like rollover IRAs and traditional IRAs that you can aggregate those amounts. Let's say you had four different IRAs and different products. We'll just say you can aggregate those amounts into one distribution from one of those IRAs. But what this can unfortunately create is forgetfulness, or you do the wrong math and it turns out that you made a mistake. One other thing about that, as Malia was mentioning it before, that aggregation does not work when you have an employer-sponsored plan. So if you have an old 401k, you cannot take that RMD and add it to an IRA distribution. So the only way you can aggregate your RMDs is if it's in a like IRA. If it's not, then you have to, well, isn't this complicated, Sean? My gosh.
I love hearing the gears spin as you're.
I know. Spins. I know. And I'm thinking I could talk about this for 8 more minutes, but that would be silly because it's just how you calculate these things. Again, back to, we try to give you the big level concepts on this show, and then you need to work with your advisor and accountant. But back to our original point, what happens if I make a mistake and either forget or don't pull out enough? Well, there is a 50, if you don't meet it by the RMD deadline, there is a 50% penalty on the amount of the shortfall.
Whew.
Not to mention that you still have to pull out that amount. right? Which adds to your taxable income. So to use some of the examples Malia was, if it was $5,000 that you should have pulled out and you flip into the new year and you go, oh, I forgot. Well, you're going to owe $2,500 in a penalty and you still have to pull out $5,000 from your IRA, which adds to your taxable income. So long story short, the IRS knows that there can be good reasons for this, right? Family member died or whatever it might be. So if that happens, talk to your advisor, your tax accountant, and you can file form 5329 asking for a waiver of the penalty. And typically the IRS will waive it if it's for a good cause. But I forgot is not a good cause, by the way. They're looking for something more significant like I was out of the country or whatever it might be. We also get questions about RMDs for people who have inherited IRAs. So inherited IRAs are also normally subject to required minimum distributions, even if you are not 72. So again, an example would be if I inherited an IRA, let's say at 40 years old in 2019, I would have to take a required minimum distribution from that pre-tax inherited IRA each year, assuming I left it in an inherited IRA. Now, the beauty of inherited IRAs is you can pull it all out if you want to, but of course that would add to your taxable income as an inheritor. So many people will retitle these into what are called inherited IRAs and then just pull their required minimum distribution. And it is based upon my life expectancy, which of course me being 40 in my example, would be a longer life expectancy, therefore a lower required distribution in that first year. But for those of you who are listening, you're thinking, but CJ, this changed, didn't it? And the answer is yes. As part of that passage of the SECURE Act, if now you inherit a pre-tax IRA in the year 2020 or beyond, it has now changed. Now you have to pull out all of that money within 10 years. So there's no longer a required minimum distribution that has to come out. You can pull all of it out immediately. You can pull a little bit out along the way, or you can pull nothing out, but it must all be out of that IRA within 10 years post the death of the grantor. So something to be aware of, right? You want to be cautious because now if you inherit a pre-tax retirement account, you're probably going to need to be a little bit more active with your accountant around what's my income now versus what will it be in the future and what would be the best years for me to kind of like add to my taxable income. Also, keep in mind that if you delay your RMD, I mentioned this before, but if you delay your first RMD, then you're going to have to double up the following year. So that first year in which you turn RMD age is typically when you have until April 1st of the following year. But just be cautious with this. You need to be working with your advisor, your accountant on these planning items.
Really good stuff. And as you mentioned, we're talking big picture stuff. All the individual details are very specific as we talk with CJ and Malia this morning. Always important always to consult with your professionals. And of course, retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they are here to help. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial, complimentary to you. Their telephone number, 442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource, great website. You can also submit a question to be answered here on the program for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Had some great ones these previous weeks. Don't have one this week, but we'd love to hear from you again. Just head on over to klossfinancial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the penalty on the RMD amount if you should neglect to distribute it and pay taxes on it? Is it 10% or 50%? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. First appointment there, complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637 and the website klossfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, it's always great talking with you guys. You enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Kevin Clark of Making Dreams Realty. He joins us next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC. a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.